A woman that works in the office and does the typing and so forth is a
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is
American.
And what different words are there for black people?
Well, you can say Negro, you can say black, you can say color.
Mm-hmm.
Which they want to be called black now.
That's a pretty recent.
And slang was nigger.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
Or. No, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. The word nigger, is that always insulting?
Yes, it is. I think, well, I mean, it may not be intended to be insulting. It could be that some people are just used to the term and they don't really mean it to be insulting, but it sounds insulting.
Mm-hmm. Any other slang terms?
I don't know. I don't think of any.
Mm-hmm. What would you call your race?
White.
Okay. Any other names for white people?
Caucasian, I guess.
Okay. What about a child that's born with one parent black and the other parent white?
Well, that one is of mixed blood.
Did you ever hear the term Scotland?
In connection with mixed breed? No, I haven't. But there is a word, I can't think of it, that would indicate that. Think of it right now.
What about, say if a black person wanted to insult a white person, what would he call him?
Black person wants to insult a white
person. Uh-huh. Like if a white person wanted to make a black person mad, he'd call him a nigger. Uh-huh. But is there anything a black person would say to him?
Well, I don't know. We called them whites.
What about any terms like cracker or peckerwood or
white cracker?
Redneck?
Yeah, well, I've heard white cracker, but I didn't think of Negroes especially using that term.
What is a white cracker?
White cracker is refers to a real underprivileged character, the white race.
Mm-hmm. Any other expressions referring to people who haven't had much education or kind of poor?
I don't know. I don't think of anything right now.
Did you ever hear poor white trash? Or?
Yes. Poor white trash. Especially in days of Reconstruction.
That was a...
The words that we used mostly now, I think, would be underprivileged.
Mm-hmm. But that's not
referring to them.
That's not insulting.
No, that's not. That's not insulting. No. But it refers to those who don't have much opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What would you call someone who lives sort of out in the country and he doesn't get into town much, and when he does come into town, everybody notices him, you know. Any special terms for someone who sort of lives way out in the backwoods? And
well, for a country bum, I don't know if they're from the hills, you can call them hillbillies.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have any hillbillies in this area because we don't have any hills.
What about the term Hoosier?
Hoosier? Well, that... Think about Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Relation to Hoosier. We don't use that expression here.
Mm-hmm.